This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. After the UK Supreme Court blocked a plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says they will rewrite the treaty with Rwanda so they can proceed with the plan.
This will provide a guarantee in law that those who are relocated from the UK to Rwanda will be protected against removal from Rwanda. And it will make clear that we will bring back anyone if ordered to do so by a court.
Sunak said he's prepared to do whatever it takes to get flights of migrants to Rwanda airborne. The UN children's agency UNICEF has added their voice to those calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. UNICEF Executive Director Catherine Russell.
It's a desperate situation for children. You know, we're estimating 4,600 children at a minimum have been reportedly killed, many, many thousands injured, some under the rubble, we know, and people are desperate to try to help them. So I think it's a dire situation for children.
On Wednesday, Israeli forces entered the largest hospital in Gaza. A doctor in the hospital talking to the Reuters news agency as it was happening.
The Israeli forces are now within the hospital buildings. They have been moving between the buildings where the troops can be seen within the hospital areas. So it's getting more and more close to our building. We don't know what they want exactly. We don't know what's the end point of this, what they need exactly from us.
The Israelis say Hamas was using the hospital and the tunnels underneath as the heart of its military operation. Hamas, which is a U.S.-designated terrorist group, says that's not true. The Israelis say they found weapons in the hospital.